At a candidate forum dominated by message, it's not too surprising that the four mainstream Senate hopefuls weren't spouting anything earth-shattering. Sure, Marco Rubio said the feds should handle the border. Democrat Jeff Green said he doesn't remember if he was a Republican for 1 year or 10. And Governor Charlie Crist said gay adoption should be judged ad hoc. But they also spoke on foreign policy, which one of them might have to deal with as a senator. Those accusing Crist of being too liberal will probably not want to advertise the governor's take on Israel.
So many people in our state care deeply about the state of Israel. It's one of our best allies on the planet, if not the best. So my feeling about the state of Israel is that, number one, you have to treat your friends appropriately and right. You have to give them the due respect that they deserve. Netanyahu, I think, is a great prime minister, and I think he's working very hard. I actually had the occasion to meet with him when I was on that trade mission back in 2007. So as it relates to Israel, I think it's very important that the United States, and if I have the honor of being a United States senator, we continue to respect the state of Israel. We try to work out what's happening in the Gaza. We understand that there are a lot of factions that we're dealing with in the Middle East, but the best ally we have on the planet is Israel. And I understand it.
Crist presents himself as a middle-of-the-road kind of guy, with former House Speaker Marco Rubio to his far right and U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek to his fringe left. But those who think of Meek as a peacenik probably haven't heard his take on the president's authority to order the assassination of an American citizen, as he did in the case of radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki.
If it's in defense of our men and women that are in harm's way, and if he's asked to make the decision if someone should be taken out, and, you know, absolutely. I mean, he's a commander-in-chief. I know generals on the ground have made decisions. Those that are even colonels have made decisions as it relates to taking out those that are fighting against America and America's interests.
Meanwhile, billionaire Jeff Green said he disagrees with the president over his stance on Iran.
You know, Iran is a very difficult matter. I mean, I could tell you this. We have to have crippling sanctions against Iran. When I think that oil companies, American businesses and their subsidiaries are still providing the technical assistance and parts to the Iranian oil industry, it disgusts me. No American business should be allowed to do business with this Holocaust-denying, you know, intent on destroying Israel, intent on destroying America regime. So crippling sanctions we need to do. I differ on the president. I'm a Democrat and an independent Democrat. I support most of what the president stands for, but I will not stand for. I will stand against our enemies. And I will make them tremble in any way I can, and I will stand by our friend.
Former House Speaker Marco Rubio, the apparent Tea Party choice who has picked up endorsements from the likes of Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani, was able to speak like a true hawk while simultaneously decrying interventionism.
I believe with all my heart that the world is a safer place when America is the strongest country in the world. I believe in working multilaterally with other nations. I believe with working with other peoples. I don't believe in an interventionist policy for America. But I do believe that there are pressing issues in the world that only American leadership can help to solve, and America must lead in that regard. And that will mean a real commitment to having military superiority, as well as moral and political superiority.
This year's Senate race has drawn international attention in recent months. Many see it as indicative of the political climate on the national scale. Crist, who's been politically unattached for nearly 2 months now, is leading in the polls. But with the amount of twists and turns this race has already had, it's still anybody's game. From Sarasota, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.